All is done but thumbs, and Bruce will begin.
My thumb is up to New York Knicks fans, and not just for living through the Isaiah Thomas era. When you visit New York, it's easy to feel like you've arrived from the boonies, gawking at the skyscrapers, and the locals are cannier than you. Well, when it comes to basketball, there's something to that. It took Knicks fans one quarter of basketball to decide that, yes, Andrea Bargnani was a player that deserved booing, as his jumpers clanked and his defense floated and his rebounding remained largely theoretical. It was Bargnani at his worst, but still, one quarter, and they knew. It took years before Toronto fully turned on the former number one pick as he progressed from promise to disappointment to empty calories. Eventually, the relationship turned toxic. In New York, it might already be there.
Steve Simmons.
My thumb is up to Cameron Wake, the former BC Lion. You gotta love this guy, who added to a week or so of stunning finishes with a game-ending safety in the Thursday night game between the Cincinnati Bengals and Wake's Miami Dolphins. We've seen walk-off home runs in baseball, just not walk-off safeties very often. Not in the way Wake planted himself into quarterback Andy Dalton and drove him into the end zone. It's only the third time in NFL history that an overtime game has ended this way. The safety came after one World Series game ended with a pickoff and another ended on an obstruction call. I'd love to tell you what's next, but honest, I don't have a clue.
Well, I know. Michael Farber.
My thumb is down to the Montreal Impact, not as much for being outclassed in its MLS playoff game Thursday, but for losing without class. Of course, context is in order here. The second-year Impact actually made the playoffs, unlike, say, feckless Toronto FC. But true to its unfortunate habit, the Impact comported itself like sugared-up kids the morning after Halloween, taking its cultural cue from coach Marco Schallebaum, who was suspended four times during the regular season. Montreal finished its playoff match in Houston with eight players, the final accounting three Dynamo goals and three Impact red cards. Houston, you are not the one with the problem.
And my thumb is up to Major League Baseball for going full speed ahead with expanded instant replay for next season. If Bud Selig needs a feather in his cap to mark his final year, that can be it. There is still potential for trouble if the finished product is too complicated, but it is time to give the umpires the help they so obviously need. Don't worry, Boo Birds, there will still be room for managers to argue with the umpires on non-reviewable calls only. Remember, not too complicated, but good for MLB if it gets it right. The NHL is advised to observe with interest and with a willingness to follow.